Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September 17th, 2021. Coming up on 19 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. And today we're going to give away a lot of things here on the air. A matter of fact, before we go off the air this morning at, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, I want to give away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And I have, what do we have here? Five sets of tickets to the Wilds, which are good through Halloween, by the way. So you can get these tickets and use them right up through Halloween. I'm telling you, somebody has messed around with my microphone. You hear all that static in the line? I think somebody was messing around with the microphone again, but that's the way it goes. Okay, that sounds better. So, over the course of the morning this morning, I want to give away five pair of tickets to the Wilds and one set of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. The tickets to the Columbus Zoo are good through the first of the year, so you've got quite a while with those. And we'll do that all through trivia this morning and have some fun with some other things as the morning progresses here. I do want to mention a few things, though, as we start off the morning here. Now, every morning, as you know, I usually try to stop by McDonald's on Mount Vernon Avenue and get a large Diet Coke. Now, this morning was no exception with this, except for the fact that, there are two lanes at that McDonald's. And let me just tell you, oh, there goes the police or fire or ambulance this morning. There were a lot of police and fire and ambulance last night around here as well. I'm not sure what the calls are all about, but they are going on. So anyway, I was at McDonald's this morning going through the line, and here's the thing. No matter what lane I pull into, I don't really believe there is a fast and slow lane, but whatever lane I pull into is going to be the slow lane. So, if you see me at that McDonald's on Mount Vernon Avenue, you know that if you get into the other lane, that's going to be the fast lane. I got there fairly early this morning, probably around, I'm going to say it was before 7:30. So I thought, boy, I'll get to the station early this morning and get a few things done before we go on the air. And I got in the outside line, and I was behind, I think, two or three other cars. And in the other lane, cars were just going by. People were pulling in who weren't there when I had pulled in. There were people who pulled in after I pulled in who had gotten through the line and were already up getting their food or drink or whatever they had ordered. And I was still waiting in the spot I was waiting in. We had not moved. Now, I can't blame this all on McDonald's, because I really don't know what's going on with the people who are ordering. Maybe there are just really large orders in the morning in head of me. But I find that hard to believe, because McDonald's menu does not change a whole lot, especially in the morning. I know they have these new glazed donuts, and those glazed donuts look very strange, because I'm not sure if it's a whole bunch of glazed donuts or if it's just a bunch of bumps that is a glazed donut. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Has anybody had the glazed donut thing at McDonald's? Give me a buzz here. I know it's probably their newest thing on the breakfast menu. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you had that thing? Or have you had the issue I'm having where you get in this line, and no matter what happens, you're stuck. You're just absolutely stuck in the slow lane, no matter what happens. And you can see, and it's not your imagination after a while, because you can see the cars in the other lane just going through. By the way, here's an observation I have about people who are, you know, at McDonald's in the morning, or just people in general. As I'm watching the cars go by, so many people have pickup trucks. Now, gas is over $3 a gallon at this point, and most of us do not work on farms or in the field, and I don't even see people hauling stuff for people. I think the U-Haul business is doing better than it's ever done currently. Why does everybody have a pickup truck? And the funniest thing about it to me is some people have these gigantic pickup trucks. Huge things. You know, what do they call them? Suburban cabs. And they have the big back on them. And you can tell these people are keeping these pickup trucks as clean and as spiffy as possible. And there's no way they would even haul anything for you if you ask them to. So my question is, why do people want a pickup truck? What is that all about? And if you have one with a big bed in it, what's the point if you're never going to haul anything for anybody? So that's an observation I made as I sat there in the line and watched all these cars go by, because you can see pickup truck after pickup truck going by. Now, some are old, some are new, some are in the middle. I don't know. Oh, and then, by the way, now this is where I probably cannot put it on the people ordering. By the time I got up to the window this morning, I pull up, and the lady comes on the speaker, and she says, "Can you wait a minute?" Now, at this point, I'm ready to go. And I hear on the other intercom another lady saying, "Can I take your order?" So the other lane wasn't having any trouble, but apparently my lane was. So here's my suggestion to the people over there. If you're going to run two lanes, why don't you just have one person taking the orders, and that way they can go back and forth, and people will not go insane who are waiting in one lane where maybe a person cannot move as fast as would like to, let's put it that way. Also, I've thought about this for a long time. Why don't they have a fast and slow lane? And what I mean by that is, if your order is, and I'm thinking about McDonald's money here, if your money is, or if your order is over $15, why don't you use the inside lane? If your order is under $15, why don't you use the outside lane? And you could even go down to 10. 10 might even be more sensible. Because at McDonald's in the morning, or really any time of the day, if you're just ordering for one person, more than likely you're not going to go over $10 if it's just one person. But if you're ordering for a lot of people, you probably are going to go over $10. So why don't they just make one lane the over $10 lane, and then you know you're going to wait a while. And the other lane is the other $10, is the under $10 lane where you can get through fast. Why don't they implement that? That would fix a lot of problems. And that would also designate the person that they want to put on the window as the quick person. You put the quick person on the lane where there's only a few things to order. I don't know why I have to run the McDonald's company for them to figure these problems out. Now, does anybody enjoy this idea? Apparently, nobody's had their donuts. So maybe the donuts are not going over as well as McDonald's would like. I've never heard anybody order them, and I've never seen anybody eating them. But it is a new item there, glazed donuts. McDonald's in the donut business. So has anybody had this thing? And is it one donut or is it several? They look like donut holes is what it looks like. It looks like McDonald's took several donut holes and stuck them together and made one donut. So I don't know if it's one donut or several donuts or if you're supposed to pick at it. I don't really understand what that donut thing's about. But what do you think of the line idea that I have just suggested here? We have an over $10 line and an under $10 line. And I think this will speed things up. Then you know what you're getting into when you get in line there. If the under $10 line is long, you know you might have a wait, but people aren't going to be ordering a whole lot, so it's going to be a pretty quick-moving line. And then you know, if you're ordering a lot of food, that it just might take a while. So give me a buzz here this morning, 740-383-9944. What do you make of that? Now, yesterday, I did something this is where I think it's quite possible that I might be losing my mind. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store. Now, I live probably 2 minutes from the grocery store, maybe a two-minute drive. Oh, hold on. We're going to take the call, then we'll come back to this. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I have a question that's been on my mind for a while now.
Oh, go right ahead.
How come you don't keep a supply of Diet Coke at the radio station or at the house, and then you don't have to stop at McDonald's?
Well, I do. I do for those emergencies, but there's something about McDonald's fountain drinks that tastes different to me. Any fountain drink, really, but I do think McDonald's has the best fountain drink. There's something about... What's that?
You're a fan of fountain drinks.
Yeah, well, McDonald's in particular, because really I don't get the fountain drinks from anywhere else unless I'm eating somewhere else. But fountain drinks in general have a completely different taste to me than any kind of soda out of a bottle. But I do keep soda here at the station, and always have, in all the locations we've been in. So if I do, like, Fridays are typically a long day. You know, I'm here for 5 hours in the morning, so one Diet Coke is not going to last me all day. So I will refill it with the stuff I have here, which is not a problem. But it certainly doesn't taste like the fountain drink that you get in the morning.
Yeah, I used to make fountain drinks, so...
Oh, you used to make them at home, or you used to make them at a restaurant?
I worked at a... I worked for a concession stand. We did, like, the fair, and we did steam shows and stuff.
Now, can you make a fountain drink without the pressurized water running through there?
It's not carbonated, and it doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, there is something about a fountain drink that just tastes completely different than...
Yeah, it's a combination to stir up the syrup. Because that's all it is just whatever flavored syrup you're using. Say your Diet Coke, it's Diet Coke syrup, and then they mix it with soda water. That's all it is.
So it would be,
it'd be flat. Probably be nasty if you didn't put soda water in it.
Now, you can buy soda water at the store, can't you?
Yes, you can.
So if I took soda water and whatever diet drink I'm having and mixed that together, that would be like a fountain drink?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You'd have to tinker with it to get the mix right, however much you wanted. But, yeah, you could make... I mean, they sell those... I can't remember what those little machines are called, but, I mean, you can get the syrups and you can make sodas at home. Got them CO2 cartridges that pressurize the water.
Well, it might get to that point because I just don't know what's going on over there. That, what do you think about the idea of dividing up the lanes?
Well, it won't work because people won't pay any attention to what they're doing. They'll just, whatever line's shortest, that's the line they'll go in, and then they'll go in there and order $20, $30 worth of stuff. It doesn't matter.
Did you happen to listen to the show yesterday?
I listened to some of the show yesterday, and I had to get busy doing stuff.
Did you hear the part where we started the Geraldo Journal?
Yeah, I heard that part.
Okay. Now, what do you make of this? Because I'm going to get into this a little later this morning, because I don't know if people reached out and tried to get this done. I mean, what do you think of the idea in general?
I was never a big fan of Geraldo, so...
You know, that's what everybody keeps saying, but he must have fans because he's still on the air.
He has fans, just not this fan.
Oh, I understand, but don't you think it'd be interesting because he's always like a pop-off? He's always, still to this day, if you go to YouTube, because he's still on Fox News occasionally, if you go on YouTube, he's always arguing with those people on Fox News.
I was going to call in, and then I didn't. Like I said, I had to get busy doing stuff. But if you gave him a topic or a reason, something you wanted to discuss, you might have a good chance of getting him for an interview.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing. I've never really tried to get Geraldo for an interview because I thought it would be fun to do it this way. And maybe I didn't describe this yesterday the best because it was the first time we'd been through it. But it seems to me, no matter where I go, whether it's Bill Cosby or Phil Donahue or anybody I have on the show, the question I always get asked so much is, how do you get these people?
Yeah.
And so I thought, for once, I could work with the audience in getting somebody, but I wanted it to be somebody who I had never interviewed. Because if it's somebody who I've interviewed, they're already going to know me, and, you know, that's going to be easier. But then I thought, well, I've interviewed so many talk show hosts. You know, I've had Phil Donahue and Jerry Springer and Sally Jesse Raphael and Larry King, but I've never had Geraldo. And Geraldo does a radio show now here in Ohio. He's just 2 hours away, right up in Cleveland.
Call the radio station.
Yeah, and I called up there, and I don't think they know what they're doing because they said they were 50,000 watts, and I just can't believe that. So I thought if somebody called up there, because here's what I would talk to Geraldo about. Number one, I would talk to him about his career because there are some interesting things in there, like Al Capone's vault and getting his nose broken on television.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and the nose broken thing, I'm fascinated because he finished the show that day.
Didn't he have white supremacists on that show?
Yeah, and somebody threw a chair and busted him right in the head and broke his nose.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, and then I'd also like to ask him about being a war correspondent because he was over, I believe, in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he gave information he wasn't supposed to give, and he got in trouble. And he's also buddy-buddy with President Trump, so I'd like to ask him about that relationship.
I had the word and I lost it. Doggone it. I can't remember the word now. He thrives on, controversy. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, he does, and that's why I think he'd be a great interview, because even when you see him on Fox, he's very animated.
Yeah,
and
that's why I said if you had a topic or, you know, something specific you wanted to discuss.
Well, his career, it would be his career, and then it would be, I would like to know his thoughts on COVID, because I don't know if he can get a mask over that big mustache. I'd like to know about that. And then, I would, what's that?
See how a mask fits over that nose.
Well, that too. And then I would also like to ask him about the changing broadcast medium, because here's a guy who has not retired, but who was also there in the 70s when it was pretty much just network television. So I'm interested, but he's also doing radio now. So I'm interested to know, and he uses Twitter all the time. You know, he tweeted 4 times during the show yesterday. So I'm interested what he thinks of the new mediums. What does he like, radio? Does he prefer television? Does he like getting on Twitter and doing that sort of thing? So there are a lot of topics I'd like to discuss with him, but I think what it's going to take is people getting in touch on my behalf. Well, I called the station, but, and saying, listen, you need to do this show, you know, and I think it'd be interesting if he came and did my show, and then I went and did his show. I mean, we're only 2 hours away here.
Well, didn't they say he does that show from his house?
Well, he does do it from his house, but I think he's got a home in Cleveland, and I think he's got a home in New York.
Oh, I would have thought he'd be an L.A. guy.
No, he was always a New York... Well, I'm pretty sure he did his talk show either in New York or Chicago. But, no, he's mostly been in New York, because when he was with Fox News, that was always in New York, and CNBC was in New York, so he's always been in New York. So I think he's got a home in both places at this point. Cleveland, because he does the radio show there, and New York, because that's where Fox News is.
I've never seen him where he wasn't the interviewer. It would be interesting to see him as the interviewee.
Well, you should call up there right now. I'm sure they're open, and say, listen, I'm from Marion, Ohio. Scott Spears is trying to get Geraldo on the show, and I want to relay a message to Geraldo that he needs to do this show.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Maybe I'll get on the web and shoot him an email or something.
Yeah, do it. WTAM. Well, if you have Twitter, he tweets all the time.
No, I don't have Twitter. I don't have none of that social stuff.
Okay. Well, let me know if you hear anything back.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Does anybody else have anything to say? 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday morning. Talking about McDonald's lines and their new little donut thing. Oh, by the way, I do want to say hello to one of our longtime listeners. I think she's been with us since the beginning. Elsie, who I saw yesterday at the grocery store. And looks to be doing good. I was glad to see her. I had not heard her call in a while, so I was glad to see her and know that she's doing well. So I thank, it was just fun to see Elsie, and I thank her for all her years of devoted listenership to this station. All right, 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about the little McDonald's rant this morning? Or anything to say about the whole Geraldo situation? Now, did anybody call in on my behalf to WTAM up in Cleveland or Fox News in Columbus? Although I could not get a hold of them. I have no idea why their phone number does not work. Fox News, well, I guess in New York, Fox News in New York, although they do have an affiliate up in Cleveland, which I think is WTAM. You know, we also got the email for the producer up at WTAM yesterday, rob@WTAM.com. So there's our last caller. That's probably who you want to talk to. Rob with one B at WTAM.com. So send him an email and tell him that Geraldo should be on the show. By the way, I tried to get WTAM this morning, 1100 AM on the dial, and I could pick it up a little bit in the driveway. I found out it's a Fox News affiliate, which that's probably why Geraldo's on there. But they say it's 50,000 watts. I just don't think it can be 50,000 watts coming out of Cleveland and us not be able to get it here in Marion. A 50,000 watt station should easily cover the state of Ohio. WMRN here is only 1,000 watts, the AM dial, and it covers quite a distance. So I don't know what that whole 50,000 watt thing was. But you never know, as they say. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello. Well, if that's you, give us a buzz back. And we'll do the Geraldo Journal later on. Remember, you can make your own Geraldo Journal at home. Mine is green, and it's just an old wide-ruled 70 sheets top-flight notebook. That's my Geraldo Journal. And I just have it written on there, the Geraldo Journal. And every day we'll update this. And yesterday, September 16th, here was my entry yesterday. Started Geraldo Journal, gave Geraldo contact information. Geraldo went nuts on Twitter at 9:37 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. We gave the contact information up at WTAM, rob@wtam.com, and their phone number, 216-578-1100. We had no answer from Fox News, and then we learned that WTAM can be picked up at 1100 AM, 106.9 FM, that they're 50,000 watts, and I tried to pick up WTAM here in the studio and could not get it. So, there we are. But we'll get into the journal later on. The reason it's a journal is because one of my pet peeves for years is everybody in broadcasting and newspapers calls themselves a journalist. But I'm not sure they're a journalist. I always say, where's your journal? Well, guess what? Here's my journal, the Geraldo Journal. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Is there something wrong with your phone, caller? Hello? Okay, I think there's something wrong with the phone there. They've tried to call in twice. So if that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. Maybe try a different telephone. I don't know what's going on. It says out of the area. So I guess the people who are trying to call are not in the area. So go ahead. Try me back, but make sure your phone's working. Try to call somebody else and see if they can hear you, and then give us a buzz back here. 740-383-9944. And again, we're going to give away a lot of tickets to the Wilds today, and we're going to give tickets away to the Columbus Zoo. We even have some food to give away, but I don't know if we're going to do that today or not. We'll see how the morning goes. Again, phone number here, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the Geraldo Journal here, or anything I said about McDonald's this morning? Give me a buzz. We would enjoy hearing from you. Now, here's something insane I did yesterday. As I was saying earlier, I live about 2 minutes from the grocery store, if that, drive-wise. And I like salads. I like to make my own salads at home. Hold on, here we go. Now, this person better get in this time if this is the same person. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think McDonald's watches out for you in the morning.
You think they keep an eye out through the window and say, put him in the slow lane?
Yeah, they say Scott Spears is here, and they either keep your change or make your lane slow or something like that.
Well, what do you think about the idea of having a fast and slow lane?
Well, like the caller said before, it wouldn't work. People wouldn't pay any attention to it. They would purposely go to the line that was, you know, had the least cars in it. They wouldn't care. What's McDonald's going to do? Say, well, we can't take your order here.
Well, I don't know. See, I think you could tell them to get out of line, though, couldn't you? If somebody goes in the fast lane and starts ordering a lot of food.
Well, you can't get out of line unless you go completely through the drive-thru. Once you get in that line, you know, I don't think there's any getting out of it. Most drive-thrus, anyhow.
Well, you know, but I think if you forced a few people out of line who are breaking the rules, they would learn not to do that again, and word would get around not to break the rules and to go in, not go into the fast lane.
Yeah, but they'd be too worried about, you know, them going somewhere else, you know, getting mad at them. I just like, you know, stores won't make sure people wear the mask because, you know, people get mad and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, what did you make of the Geraldo Journal yesterday?
Well, it'd be nice if you could give him one. Maybe that was Geraldo trying to call you there.
Well, it might be. It says out of the area.
Yeah.
Well, but apparently his phone's not working if that's him.
You know, here's one thing I just want to, you know, talk about. You know all these mini storages that are around?
Yeah.
You know, back years ago, 70s, 80s, you know, especially the 70s, you didn't see mini storages nowhere. What did people used to do with their stuff? And these mini storages are, you know, they hardly have any vacancies. They're all full. And they're all over. You know, it's just, what did we used to do?
Well, I think people had bigger homes back then. I've always thought that was one of the problems, is I think all these apartments, especially with seniors, in the last 30 years, these senior complexes, which are rent-controlled, a lot of them are rent-controlled, like Brownstone and the Towers and Seton Square and places, and there were other ones here in Marion. I think these older people move out of their homes and they sell their homes and they move into these rent-controlled buildings or they go to the nursing homes. You know, people are living longer now and people don't know what to do with their stuff. So they can't fit it in these little apartments. So I think, and also college kids, I think, have that problem as well. And even adults, you know, a lot of people are moving into apartments because they're easier to take care of. If you look around, we didn't used to have this many apartment complexes around town. We have Fox Chase, we have Avalon Lakes, and they've all been built within the last 30 years.
Yeah. But it's just amazing how many storages that are around. And, you know, when you try to get a place, you know, a lot of times they're all booked up.
Oh, they are. Plus, I think a lot of people just like to keep their stuff now because there's an option. There didn't used to be an option. You know, a lot of people used to store their stuff at their parents' house because their parents would have a big house, and more houses had garages, I think, in those days that people would store stuff in. So I think it was just a little different time, and now that people have this option, I think they take advantage of it.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Our basements. Basements used to be a big storage place. I don't think many houses today are being built with basements or attics.
Well, bad thing about basements is, you know, you get water in the basement.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people found that out.
They build basements better than what they used to, though. Years ago, there wasn't no thought on, you know, water prevention and stuff. But nowadays, they, you know, do a better job when they build basements.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. Now, did you call Geraldo Station yesterday or give him an email?
No.
We're not going to be able to get this man on if we don't suggest that he comes on.
Maybe we can get the Pinheads out of Boston to do that.
You know, I haven't heard from them for a while. I don't know what happened to them.
They seem to like to be involved in the show.
Well, we'll see if we hear from them. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, you see, the Pinhead slang has caught on, and I haven't heard from those guys in Boston in a while. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
It's Tim in Boston. I'm one of the Pinheads. How are you?
Oh, you know, I thought you guys had given up.
Oh, good Lord, no, Scott. I apologize. That was me trying to call you. Something's wrong with my cell phone.
That is trouble. Now, which one are you, Tim?
I don't know what you mean by
that. Well, I mean, have you called before? Your name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, what kind of conversation did we have when you called in?
Well, my phone today, I don't know why, like, my wife just called me. She couldn't hear me either. You couldn't hear me, right?
Yeah.
And I called twice because you were talking about Geraldo. And the second time I called, I was saying, Scott, I'm here.
Well,
couldn't hear me.
Well, give us your thoughts on the Geraldo Journal. We haven't done it this morning yet, but we did kick it off yesterday. Were you listening when we kicked it off?
I sometimes download your archive and listen to it. I think, you know, your caller had a good point that you could get the Pinheads behind this, and one of the other guys I hear call in, Andrew, he'd probably be really good at it.
Well, here's the problem. I don't know if the other Pinheads are listening this morning.
Oh, they're listening.
Okay, well, here's the problem. I've given the information, and I know this radio station up in Cleveland is open where Geraldo works. And
So, Scott, first of all, I think they might be calling and their phones aren't working too. Maybe it's a Boston thing today because my phone, you could tell it didn't work, right?
Yeah, I could tell that. What phone are you on now?
I'm on Google Voice.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound good.
So what was the journal from Geraldo, or Jerry, as he used to go by? If you call him that, you know he gets mad, right?
Well, you know, Geraldo gets mad at most things. This is what I've noticed.
Yeah.
But
I don't mind calling people by what they would like to be called by, but I'd no need to get mad.
Well, I'll kind of give you this. I'll kind of give you this in a tin type fashion because we're probably going to do our daily journal.
Because you think we're all tin hat guys here in Boston?
That's right. I think you all wear tin hats to pick up antenna signals through your eyeballs or something.
Well, tell me about it, and then I have a proposal for you.
Okay, well this will be good because we're going to do our entry probably either next hour or the 10 o'clock hour, and if we have some new information to impart, this would be good.
Ooh, big words. I like that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
What was the Geraldo journal?
So here's what happened. Over the years, I've had all these guests on, and the question most people ask me is, how did you get that person to come on? And there really is no right answer to that question because it's usually a different way for every person. So I was trying to
think. Actually, I called you couple weeks ago and asked you about how to get someone on my own personal podcast.
Right, and it's just a different way. It's, you know, sometimes it's different avenues. So what I thought was I would like to incorporate the audience in on this, and together we can get somebody on the show, but it had to be somebody who I've never had on. So I went down the list of people I've never had on who I would want to have on, and
personally,
then I looked at
another. Oh no, he was on.
No, and then I went through broadcasters, and I've had Phil Donahue and Jerry Springer and Sally Jesse Raphael and Larry King. They've all been on the show, but I've never had Geraldo. I've never met him. I've had a ton of people. I've met Dan Rather. I've met Ted Koppel, but never Geraldo Rivera. Then I found out Geraldo is doing a radio show. He's still on Fox News in New York, but he's doing a radio show in Cleveland just
like
2 hours
Cleveland
from here.
Cleveland itself, or is it simulcast?
I believe it's... Well, you know, I really don't know anything about it because I've never heard it.
Yeah,
okay, but he's doing a radio show up there on WTAM in Cleveland. I gave their phone number, and I also gave the producer's email, which that's all public information, so no problem there. And what I will do is I will chart the progress made on this until we get Geraldo on the show. But yesterday... We got no news. Geraldo did not call. His producer did not call.
I've got the solution.
Okay, well, go right ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Scott, but I have to stop you in your tracks because I have got the solution.
Well, I hope you do.
The pinheads. We will get this done. But
I don't think you will.
Caveat.
I don't think you will.
Don't challenge it. Scott, do not challenge us.
Listen.
Now.
Listen, pinhead.
You,
by the way, pinhead,
right?
Hold on. Pinhead's a term of endearment.
I know it is.
Okay, but here...
I know it is. I take it as you applied it. And even if it wasn't a term of endearment, it's funny.
And I don't want that guy in Boston, Ricky Johnson, trying to steal my idea.
Who's Ricky Johnson?
The guy there who called the first time. What's his name?
Kirk Minahan?
Oh, Kirk Minahan. Yeah, I don't want that.
How do you get... Ricky Johnson.
Well, I don't remember the man's name. I'm sorry.
You remember everything. Come on. You're pretty good like that.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I've never been on his show either.
All right. Well, you have by virtue of we've played you. We. Excuse me.
There you go. Now we know.
No. I meant we as fans. We as fans have...
You know, Freudian slips get you every time.
I submitted some calls I made to you to the show, and they will play them. I'm not part of the show.
All right.
So, Scott, here's my proposal.
Go ahead.
If we pinheads, it's me, that's Andrew, that's Sully, Blind Mike's daddy, BMP, if we get Geraldo to your show, by the way, that's called Guerrilla Marketing. There's a part of it that's called Guerrilla Marketing. There's also, I forget the social media aspect of it, but it's basically... using social media to get somebody to do something.
Oh, he's on Twitter. Hold on. Keep talking, because I'm going to pull up Geraldo's Twitter page. He is tweeting all the time.
If we get him to your show, will you come to Boston to the Wilbur Show for Kirk Minahan?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't just want to come and sit in the audience.
You've said that, but you might be relegated to doing that. Maybe you'll get a shout-out, but...
Oh, a shout-out.
So be it.
You know how many hours Boston is away from here?
Well, are you gonna walk?
Hold on.
I mean, you're going to fly from Cleveland. It's an hour flight.
Now, are you going to pay for my flight?
No, hell no. You
well, now see, there you go. What kind of deal is this?
You're big-timing us. But we are fans of yours. We fans of Kirk's. we're actually fans of yours as well. We think it'd be great if you came. I know Andrew has said he will drive you, he'll show you around. He is not a serial killer, as much as you
I don't
think
know
is,
that.
Even though he drives with a shovel and some lime in the back of his car.
Okay, here's the deal. Hold on, because we're about to come up on the break here. And I'm going to give you guys 15 minutes to get something done here, because here is my...
15 minutes?
Well, no, you've got... I'm on to one today. But last time we did that, you didn't get... You bellyached because it was the... What was it? The Friday before Labor Day, and we couldn't get anything done. I never heard from the mayor. There's no Scott Spears Day on October the 3rd. So I really have no faith that you can get this done. But
does it have to be the mayor of Boston, or can it be a mayor?
Well, I would come to Boston if they named a day for me. Well, sure, I'd be there in a second. So here's the thing. Here's the deal with Geraldo, because he's 2 hours up the road. So the deal I want Geraldo to come here. It's only 2 hours away.
Oh, Scott. No, he's not in Cleveland.
No. I think he does spend a little bit of time in Cleveland. I think he has a home in Cleveland and a home in New York.
Oh, well, we need to find that out. But okay.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true. I'm almost positive.
I trust you. Yeah.
Well, I think I saw it on the news one night. So... because I think when Trump was doing, because, you know, he's buddy-buddy with Trump, and I think when Trump was up there doing a rally in Cleveland, Geraldo said something about he wondered if he was going to stop by the house. So I think Geraldo does have a home in Cleveland.
All right.
Okay, so I want Geraldo to get 2 hours, get in his car, and come down here and do my show. And then, in return, I want to be invited on his little dog and pony WTAM show up there, because I'm sure they need guests. Who wants to hear Geraldo talk for an hour every morning?
Not many people.
Right. So,
but Scott, I got to say, those are some pretty big, not demands, but you're telling the pinheads you want the mayor to dedicate a day to you, you want us to pay your flight, you want to be on...
No, not that. Forget that right now.
You want Geraldo to drive 2 hours. Let's face it, Geraldo's a bigger celebrity. You want him to drive 2 hours to come to your studio, and the payback for him is that you go on his show? I mean, I love your show and all, man, but...
No, people, he can come here and promote that... Well, listen, Geraldo's no Bill Cosby, Geraldo's no Phil Donahue, and they've both been on...
Two people near death, and Geraldo's following...
No. Now, wait a second. Now, see, right there... It's things like that will cause problems. Now, Phil Donahue is not near death. I was just up. I went to Phil Donahue invited me
to hear from
Phil
Donahue.
Hold on.
If you said Phil Donahue coming on, most people would say, "What is he? Is he the guy that works at the grocery store?"
Hold on. Let me. We got to go to a break here in a second. But hold on. Is Phil Donahue not the king of talk?
50 years ago.
No. The king of talk is the person who started talk. Right?
Well, I remember, hold on. Scott,
he was
only one of a few that was even doing it. It's not very impressive.
Well, everybody, Geraldo stole his format. Oprah stole his format. You know, Oprah said, had there not been Phil Donahue, there couldn't have been Oprah. Right there. That's all you need to know.
If you were to have Phil Donahue on...
I've had Phil Donahue on.
If you were to have him on again, how many people would even know who he is?
I'll tell you. He is the nicest... He invited me into his house in New York, by the way. Thank you very much. And Marlo was there.
He didn't know you were a serial killer. That was
right, but we had talked beforehand. He'd been a guest on the show. So for Geraldo to drive 2 hours, I think if Phil Donahue can invite me into his home, I think I'll go there. How about that? I will go up and interview Geraldo in person.
What's the premise? So if the pinheads get on this, because we will, what is the premise? Other than, hey, Scott Spears, who's very well known in two areas, Marion, Ohio, and Boston, Mass.
In the world. You know,
I'm sorry, in the world.
In the world.
I do stream.
Won an Associated Press Award back in 2011.
So what is the premise? What's the value prop to Geraldo?
Here it is.
Why is he
Here's the deal.
Time?
Here's the deal. If you get this done this morning...
Here's the deal. Yep.
Because I know Geraldo's doing nothing today. And if you lay that thing like the mayor, oh, we couldn't get a hold of him, I know that's just a big lie. Because Geraldo's not doing anything. Plus, you can get a hold of him on Twitter. You can call Fox News in New York.
Well, we know to trust that we, as Minifans, we know how to get to
reach people. You're saying by 1 o'clock this afternoon when I go off...
No, I did not say that. No.
What, you don't even know what I was going to say.
I never said any such thing.
I didn't say anything yet.
Okay.
You're saying if Geraldo calls today before... you say before 1 o'clock today, Geraldo will call this show and accept my invitation.
No.
Then you can't get anything done.
I don't know how you twisted that into with say.
Well, what are you proposing you get done today? Okay, let's start from that end.
Well, it may not be today, but what I'm saying is the pinheads will get Geraldo on your show. In some way, shape, or form, we will get the real Geraldo Rivera on the Scott Spears show.
And I will be on his show.
Scott, you're asking for a lot.
That's two things.
You want to give me 5%? I will see about doing that. But that's asking for a little money.
I can't be on Geraldo's show?
No, that's not what I said, my friend.
But you seem like there's a big problem with that.
I just think it's a lot to ask. I mean,
no, I don't think so. I think Geraldo, I think his guest list is very dry, and I think he would want to talk to me.
I agree with you on that.
I think he would want to see the Geraldo Journal. By the way, do you have your own Geraldo Journal so you can play along with this?
No, I don't even know what the hell it is.
Oh, we'll see right there. We've got a problem to begin with. Listen.
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that
I got to go to break. I got to go to break, so you got to get your pinheads together, and we'll start working on this next hour.
We're online right now, and they all say hello. Danny and...
Okay, Danny and Freddie and Bobby and Joanne.
It's just, don't patronize us, Scott. We're fans.
Okay, next hour, I want an update. I want an update next hour.
No, next hour? I got work to do. I'll see what I can do. But I will not commit to something by one, but I will tell you the pinheads will get Geraldo Rivera on your show.
Well, we'll see about that. We're going to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
In Prospect, Ohio, address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.